Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Welcome back to the third and final episode of this series. And it's been quite a journey. And I want you to feel the weight of that. Because a journey through the numbers always moves towards one destination. 9. 9 is the number of completion of spiritual wisdom earned through experience. Of the soul that has gone through the full cycle, 1 through 8. And arrives at 9 carrying everything it has learned. 9 is the healer, the teacher, the one who transmutes pain into purpose. But 9 doesn't always come easy. You don't get to 9 by skipping the work. You get to 9 by doing exactly what we've been doing in this series. Going back, looking at the wound, naming it, and deciding, I'm not going to let this run my life anymore. In part 1, we sat with the 2. Relationship. Duality. The broken connection between the child and guardian. We talked about how trust gets shattered in the home through abandonment, through abuse, through the absence of protection. In part 2, we moved into the 7, inner wisdom, discernment, the difference between the high 7 of intuition and the low 8 of ego. Now, in part 3, we're at the 9. And 9 asks one question of every soul that arrives at it. What are you willing to release so you can complete the cycle? So here's the full picture. Something happened to you as a child, an absence, betrayal, violation. You don't heal from it, so you carry it into your 2 energy, your relationships. And it distorts everything there. It tells you people cannot be trusted. I am not safe. Then it reaches your 7, your judgment, and clouds it. Because when you don't trust yourself, your discernment can't function clearly. So you either overtrust, ignoring every red flag because you want so badly for it to work, or you undertrust, pushing away everything good because you're waiting for it to go wrong. And into that vacuum, the low 8 energy steps in, offering certainty, offering labels, offering the rush of, I know what I'm doing. And you follow it, and it cost you. And you look back and say, I have terrible judgment. But that wasn't your judgment. That was your wound making the decision. That was a broken one operating through a distorted 2, hijacked by a low 8, drowning out the 7. The numbers got out of alignment. And the path to 9, the path to healing, is bringing them back. I said this in part 1. I'm going to say it again here in part 3. And I need you to receive it this time. Not just hear it, but receive it. Whatever happened to you as a child is not your fault. The number 11 is a master number. It is the number of the wounded healer. The one who came through something painful and uses that pain to illuminate the path for others. Many of you listening are 11 energy. You went through something that should have broken you, and it didn't. Not because you were lucky, because there is something in you that is built for the 9. Built to complete the cycle. Built to turn what was done to you into something that sets other people free. But you cannot do that from behind the wall. You cannot lead people to healing if you haven't walked through yourself. So, here's the path. Here's how you bring the numbers back into alignment. First, return to the 1, the self, the origin. One small act of self-trust. Your gut is telling you something. Honor it. Even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's an inconvenience. Start there. One decision at a time. Second, grieve the broken 4. The foundation, the home, the family structure that was supposed to hold you. Grieve the parent who left. Grieve the childhood you deserve but didn't get. Grieve the years you spent managing pain instead of living life. 4 energy cannot be rebuilt until the broken version is acknowledged. Let yourself feel it so it can finally move through you. Third, practice the high seven energy, stillness, silence, discernment in real time. Before every major decision, pause. Ask yourself, is this my high seven or my low eight? Is this wisdom or ego? Is this knowing or needy? You cannot hear the high seven over the noise of the low eight. So create the space. Meditate, pray, journal. Return to the quiet where the knowing lives. Fourth, build the six. Surround yourself with safe people. People who can hold your vulnerability without weaponizing it. People who reflect your highest number back to you, not your lowest. Six is love and healing of the home. So you get to build a new home. Not the one that hurt you, a new one. Inside yourself first, then around you. Now, I want to leave you with this. Every number from 1 to 9 carries a lesson. And the full journey, the complete cycle, adds up to 45. 4 plus 5 equals 9. It always comes back to 9. Completion. Wisdom. The new beginning that waits on the other side of the word. Trust is not rebuilt in a day. Judgment is not restored in a moment. But every time you choose your high seven over your low eight, you move closer. Every time you honor the one, your knowing, your own worth, you move closer. Every time you let the six in, the love, the safety, the healing, you move closer. Trust is not earned, it's chosen. And it starts the moment you choose yourself. When you choose to trust your own perception, even when it scares you. When you choose to own your own knowing, even when others don't understand it. When you choose to be vulnerable, even when everything in you is screaming to stay closed. That's your five energy doing the work. That is the passage. That is the bridge. And on the other side of that bridge is the nine. Your completion. Your wholeness. Your new beginning. So, as we close this series, I want to speak to the part of you that almost didn't keep listening. The part of you that is carrying something heavy. The part of you that has been told, directly or indirectly, that what happened to you was your fault. That you're too much. You're broken. You're not broken. You're a number in progress. You are mid-cycle. You are somewhere between the womb and the wisdom, between the 1 and the 9. And that's not a place of failure. That is a place of becoming. Broken things don't function, but here you are, functioning, showing up, searching for something better that is not broken. That is the 9 calling you forward. You are not what happened to you. You are the number you are still becoming. Go gently, go bravely, because men lie, women lie, but the numbers don't lie, and yours is not done yet. So until next time, remember, you're all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.